Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Yomi, which is Yevamos Daf Nun. We begin a brand new parak right in the middle of the Amud. Says the Mishnah Rabban Gamliel Omer, Ein get achar get, v'loi ma'amar achar ma'amar. We know that typically there are two options for a Yevama, either Chalitza or Yibam. That's Minat Torah. Midrabanan, even a get can affect the Yevama and disqualify her from Yibam. As we're going to see in the Gemara, it's because it is reminiscent of Chalitza. It can be confused with Chalitza. Get, Midrabanan has the same effect as Chalitza, or similar effect. Likewise, Mamar, which is another way of saying Kiddushin, like Kiddushin of giving her money, writing a Shtar Kiddushin to the Yevama. There as well, midrabanan, we treat it similar to Yibum, to Bia, because it's reminiscent of Bia, it's bringing her in, bringing her closer, and therefore it is regarded as something similar in value to Yibum. So bottom line is, just as Chalitza disqualifies her, disconnects her, dissolves the Zika, her Yibum bond, her Yibum obligations, likewise midrabanan, a get will have a similar effect. Once he gives her a get, he can no longer be miyabim her, or, for that matter, anybody in her household. Because remember, the whole concept of Yibum and Chalitza is to address the family. And once get was done to any one of those Yivamas, everybody is disqualified from Yibum. Of course, again, this is midrabanan. And likewise, ma'amar, this type of kedushin, is considered a valid and effective method of designating a Yivama. We treat it similar to Yivam, in which case, once you do it to one Yivama, that's it, she becomes your Yivama, in which case you can no longer approach her contemporary wives, the other Yivamas who are awaiting Yivam. So that's the concept behind the Mishnah. We're going to have many scenarios, many variations and combinations of all these processes. Yibum, Chalitza, Get, Mamar, four in total, how they interact with each other. And the Gemara, of course, will go into the reasons and the explanations behind the Xeris and why we treat each thing the way we do. Okay, let's begin. Rabban Gamliel Omer, Ein Get Achar Get. Let's say he repeats the process. He duplicates the process. He does a get to one Yivama and another get to the next Yivama. It's worthless. Why? Because Mimon Avshach, once get is considered a disconnector, that's it. It's done. You can't go ahead and do another get to the next Yivama. In which case, we don't treat her as a divorcee, in which case you can still marry her relatives. It's not as though you gave her a get. Ain't get achar get. You can't repeat get twice. V'loi ma'amar achar ma'amar. Same with the positive element of ma'amar. Once you do ma'amar to one yivama, you can't approach the other one and do the same. You can't duplicate the process. If it's a different process, like ma'amar to one and get to the other, we're going to discuss that in a minute. Yeah, that can have an effect. That can have an impact. But duplication, that's worthless. The same thing with Be'ila and Chalitza. V'loi Be'ila achar Be'ila. If he does Be'ila to Rachel and again to Leah, there's no connection there. There's no impact. He's not married to Leah. He still can marry her relatives. It's worthless. We treat it as though it never happened. V'loi Chalitza achar Chalitza. Likewise with a double Chalitza. That's Rabban Gamliel. You can't duplicate. V'chacham Omrim, you can duplicate. And the Gemara will explain the reason for this. Yesh get achar get, yesh ma'amar achar ma'amar. Get and ma'amar can be duplicated, and each one has an effect and has an impact. But not be'ila and chalitza, because those are min ha'torah. And once you do that, it's over. Avaloi achar be'ila, v'loi achar chalitza klum. If he was boyel or rachel, lived with her as married, it's over. Doing so to Leah afterwards has no effect. She's no longer Yivama. Yivam is done. Same thing with after Chalitza. Okay, that's the short introduction to the Mishnah. Ketzad. Let's ignore this particular machlokes for a while. Let's put it aside. And let's go down to the basic halacha. Just as chalitza disconnects and yibum connect min haTorah, likewise midrabbanon. Similar processes have similar effects. Mamer makes some sort of connection and get some sort of disconnection. Okay, so how does this pan out? Ketzad. Rashi explains, the first part of the Mishnah is describing one Yavam with one Yavama. Okay? And he did as follows. Also Mamer Bivinto. He did all these things to the same Yavama. He started with Mamer. Or in the next section, he had started with a get. Or the next section, he started with Chalitza. And the final variation, he started with Bia. We're going to go through all four different categories and various variations within each category. Reuven passed away, leaving Rachel behind. Shimon is the Yavam. He approaches Rachel. He does Mamar to sort of designate her, to make them sort of connection. Also Mamar Bivimta. And then he goes ahead and he gives her a get to undo that connection. But nothing like get. Fine, but she's not done. Because Mamar get don't really address Zika Menatera. It's not really the proper process meant to be applied to a Yavam. It's Rechaymen Chalitza. She still needs Chalitza to undo the Zika. Undo the Yibum obligation. Okay, fairly simple. What about if he started with Mamar and then followed with Chalitza? Also, Mamar v'Chalitza. Okay, Chalitza should address the Zika, the fact that she's bound to Yibum. But what about the fact that he did Mamar? What's going to undo that? Tzricha imenu get. She needs also a get to delete the Mamar. What if it was Aser Mamar or Baal? He was Mekadosh and then lived with her as married. That's perfect. Harizuki mitzvasa. That works. That's a perfect Yibum. Okay, so we discussed Mamar, which was followed by Get, by Chalitza, by Bia, right? All different variations. Let's move on to the next category. He initiated with a get, and then followed with something else. Nosan get, to sort of disconnect her. And now he can no longer do yibum. As we explained, the Rabbana treated a get like some sort of semi-chalitza. It creates that disconnect and disqualifies them from yibum. Nosan get, and then v'asa mamar, he added mamar, which reconnected. Tzricha get, she needs a get to address the mamar, to remove that connection. V'chalitza, and of course she needs a chalitza to address the zikas yibum. Nosan get ubal, he started with a get, which made that disconnect, and then he approached her and lived with her as married. Which doesn't really carry that much value, because it's after the get, which made that disconnect, which disqualified her from yibum, midrabbanon. So what does she need? Tzricha get, the get is needed to address the baal. V'chalitza, to address the Zika, which was not really addressed properly, with a proper Yibum. What if Nasan get v'chalatz? He started with a get, disconnected somewhat. And then he says, you know what, let me do a chalitza. It's over. He's arrived at his final destination. The buck stops there. Ein acha chalitza klum. Once he does a chalitza, it's over. There's no need to follow with anything else. It's over. Next category. He started with chalitza. So until now we've discussed initiating with Mamar and followed with something else. Initiating with a get, followed with something else. Now we're starting with Chalitza. Chalatz v'asar Mamar. First thing was Chalitza, and he followed with a Mamar. Or he followed with a get, or Baal, Nosan get or Baal. Or alternatively, he started with Yibum, or Baal, and then followed with something else. V'asar Mamar, or Nosan get, or v'chalatz. In these two recent cases, since he started with a chalitza, or alternatively, he started with a yibum, it's over. That's the final word. Einach ha-chalitza klum. After chalitza is done, it's over. And Rashi adds, Einach har-bia klum as well. These are straightforward cases. Okay, so we discussed four types of scenarios. He initiated with a mamar, followed with something else. He initiated with a get, followed with other things. Or started with chalitza, or started with yibam. In the last two cases, straightforward, chalitza or yibam, that's the final word. In the previous two cases, you started with a mamar, or with a get. Those are only affected by the rabbanon. Then we have to treat each case differently and address whatever happened there. This halacha applies whether it's achas yivama achas, whether it's one yivama liyavam echad, who was attended to by one yavam, as we explained, and he did all these processes to the same isha, or alternatively it can be v'achas shtei yavamis liyavam echad. You have one yavam Shimon, who was confronted by two yavamis from the same family, Rachel and Leah. The same idea, the same halachas would apply there as well. Just one slight difference. Instead of doing mamar and get to the same yavama, he went back and forth. He did mamar to this one and then mamar to the other one, or mamar to this one and get to the other one. It's basically the same concept, but it's just distributed amongst two people instead of focusing on just one. Ketzad, how does this pan out? Also, mamar bezu, umamar bezu. This, of course, is Shitas Rabbanon, that you can actually duplicate the same process and deem it effective, right? As we had in the beginning of the Mishnah. So he has Rachel and Leah. He applies Mama to Rachel and Mama to Leah. So what's the solution here? Tzricha yishnei gitin v'chalitza. A double get and chalitza is required. He can no longer do yibam at all because, as Rashi explained, he already connected to two yivamis and that's problematic. Shnei batim, you can't do that. So the fact that he duplicated his mamar, the fact that he applied mamar to Rachel and to Leah, takes yibam off the table. Rather, he'll give a get to Rachel to delete her mamar, a get to Leah to delete her mamar, v'chalitza and a chalitza to one of them to address the zik. Let's say he does mamar bezu, he does mamar to Rachel, makes some sort of connection with the rabbanon, a get lezu, and a get to Leah. So basically, as Rashi explains, the get to Leah interferes with the mama to Rachel because he's created a disconnect between himself and the family. Again, we treat the family as one unit. If he disconnects from Leah through this get, which is effective in the Rabbanon, and that affects Rachel as well, he can no longer approach her and do Yibam. So what do you do? Tzricha get. She needs a get, meaning Rachel, to take the mama away. V'chalitza, and then a chalitza to one of them to address the Zika, which was never really addressed. Here's a third case. Mamar bezu, he did mamar to Rachel, ubal ezu, and lived with Leah as married. That's a problem because once he connected with Rachel, he can't connect with Leah. It's the same family. What do you do here? It's tzricha is beis gitin v'chalitza. You need a double get. One to Rachel to address her mamar, and one to Leah to address the be'ila. And then v'chalitza, of course, to address the family. Mamar bezu v'chalitza zu. This is the last case. You have mamar to Rachel and chalitza to Leah. So the fact that he did chalitza to Leah in this case can't really help Rachel because she's been connected through mamar. Harishana tzricha get. In this case, you need to apply a get to Rachel as well. So in all these cases, mamar was number one, followed by either mamar, get, be'ila, or chalitza. Let's move on to the next category. Get being number one. Get lezu, he does a get to Rachel, a get lezu, and then a get to Leah. Tzricha is himenu chalitza. Again, we're speaking about Shitas Rabbanon, that you can duplicate the same process, get and get, and therefore both are considered valid. He's also to marry relatives of either Isha, who he sort of divorced, but of course, a chalitza is still required because get doesn't really properly address the zikas yibam. What if it was get lezu, get to Rachel, ubal lezu, and then he was boil Leah? He can't hold on to Leah, because once he applied a get to Rachel, he's sort of disconnected from the family. Again, midrabbanon, a get is treated similar to chalitza. So what do you do now? Tzricha get. So Leah, who had to be ila, needs a get to address that. V'chalitza, but then they need a chalitza, one of them, to address the zik. get Lazu, he does get to Rachel, ooh, Mamar Bazu, and follows with Mamar to Leah. Tzricha get. In this case, Leah needs a get to address the Mamar to remove that bond. V'chalitza, and the family needs a chalitza. Get Lazu, he does get to Rachel, V'chalas Lazu, and a chalitza to Leah. Show's over. Ein acha chalitza klum. Once chalitza was done, you've arrived. That's the final word, and nothing can follow that. So we discussed one Yavam addressing two Yavamas. He mixed things up. He applied all kinds of processes. He started with a mamar, followed by other things, or he started with a get, followed by others. We have all the halachas in all the cases. What if he started with chalitza? Or he started with being boil, right? Chalatz v'chalatz. He did chalitza to Rachel, followed by chalitza to Leah. Or he chalatz v'asam mamar. Or chalitza to Rachel, followed by mamar to Leah. Or nasan get to Leah. Or baal to Leah. Or alternatively, he started with a be'ila. Chalitza and be'ila have a different, carry different weight, totally different value, as we learned in the first part of the mission. So if he started with a chalitza, or he started with a be'ila, which is effective minatayra, or he baal with Rachel, Ubaal as Leah. Oy Baal to Rachel, Uvasa Mamar, did Mamar to Leah, or followed with a get to Leah, or Chalitza to Leah, Nasan get, Vechalatz. Once again, we follow the rule that Chalitza and Be'ila are absolute. Ein Achar Chalitza Klum, Chalitza is a final word, and likewise, Be'ila as well, it's over. There's nothing to follow, it's a totally disconnection. Chalitza dissolves the Zika altogether, and Yibum solidifies, and Mekayim, the mitzvah, there's nothing that can follow that, and nothing that can interfere. This whole halacha applies, whether it's one yavam addressing two yavamas, as we explained, and he went from one to the other, or you can have the opposite. You can have two brothers, two yavamin, addressing one yavama. It's just the same idea, just flipped around. Instead of one fellow doing mamar to Rachel and mamar to Leah, you have one Yavama, Rachel, and two brothers, Shimon and Levi. Shimon doing Mamar to Rachel, and Levi doing Mamar to Rachel. Or Shimon doing Mamar to Rachel, and Levi doing a get to Rachel. It's the same idea, just instead of two women, it's two men. Ben Yavam Echad or Shtei Yavam, it's whether it's one man or two women. Ben Shtei Yavamin, Levam Achas, so two brothers with one woman. Concludes the Mishnah. Pretty much a recap of the halacha that we just said, that Chalitza is the final word, and Yibam is the final word. Chalatz, and then he followed with other things. After Chalitza, he did Mamar, Vasa Mamar, or Nasanget, or Ubal, or alternatively, he started with a Be'ila, and followed with something else. They can't interfere, because Chalitza and Be'ila are absolute, and override everything. Ubal, he started with a Be'ila, and then he followed through with a Mamar to the other woman, Vasa Mamar, V'Nasanget, V'Chalatz. It's over. Ein Acha Chalitza Klum. Chalitza is the final word, and nothing else can interfere. The same thing with Bia. Bein betchila, bein beemtza, bein besoif. When it comes to Chalitza, it's irrelevant where it is placed in the sequence of events. Whether it was the first event, or the middle event, or the last event, once Chalitza is done, that's it. Show's over. Be'ila, as opposed to Be'ila, that depends. Bizman shehi betchila, if Be'ila was the first event, right? He had two Yavamas, and he did Be'ila to Rachel, and then followed with other types of things with Leah. So if Yibam was the first one, which is a proper Yibam, then we say, Ein achareya klum, that's the final word, nothing else can follow, nothing else can interfere. But be'emtzo besoif, if the Be'ila took place somewhere in the middle, at the end of the sequence, in which case it was already preceded by other interfering factors. There was a get that preceded it, etc., etc. Yesher achareya klum. In that case, the bia isn't a proper bia and can be affected by other things which follow it. So when it comes to chalitza, wherever it is placed in the sequence of events, it's absolute. It's the final word. But bi'ila depends if it's a bi'ila kshera or not. Reb Nechemya Omer says, no, there's no difference. Let's remember, the only two things that are min ha-Torah is Be'ila and Chalitza, and therefore, irrespective of its placement in the sequence of events, it has absolute value and overrides everything else. Remechem Yoimer Achas Be'ila v'Achas Chalitza, one or the other, bein betchila, bein be'emtza, bein mesoif, whether it is the initiation of the process, middle or the end, ein achrei klum, Nothing can follow it. Nothing can interfere. Okay, so we learned an interesting concept in our Mishnah that not only can Yibum and Chalitza affect the Yevamah, mid the Rabbanah we treat and get in similar fashion to Chalitza, and Mamer is treated similarly to Yibum. Why? Ad kan leik pligi ala b'gayta harget. Going back to the beginning of the Mishnah, sure, there's a machlekes between Rambam and Gamaliel who says you can't duplicate the same thing. You can't do a get and then be affected by another get. Mamar achar mamar, or when it comes to duplicating mamar, you can't just double it over. That's the wrong amlil. Chacham say you can. Each one has its own effect. That's the machlekes. But in concept, aval get echad b'yivama. But one get applied to one yivama, or umamar echad b'yivama. One mamar applied to yivama. Mahari. That has an impact. My time. Why? Amar Rabbanan get b'yivama mahani. Why do we treat a get as something effective when it comes to yivama? Answers the Gemara. Mishum de mahani ba'am. A get is valid elsewhere by regular isha. It disconnects, right? And therefore, di amras le mahani, when it comes to yivam, if we're not going to reckon with a get, and not consider it a disconnector, and allow Yibam to take place even after a get was issued, you know what could happen? The following could happen. Amri, people will say, look, we're not learned, we're not experts. Let's take a superficial look at things. Get lohoitzia, a get disconnects an isha, right? Typically a get dissolves a marriage. V'chalitza lohoitzia, likewise when it comes to the Yibam circumstance, chalitza has the same effect. And if we say that get is ineffective by Yevama, doesn't have any impact. Likewise, even if you do chalitza, doesn't have any impact. What's going to happen? He does chalitza, and then he goes over and he does Yevam. Not realizing it's a big difference, huge difference, between a get, which is not meant for Yevama, and therefore it's not reckoned with, as opposed to chalitza, which is the process meant to be applied to a yivama. So the point is, since get and chalitza are so close in nature, so similar in what they're meant to do, if we don't reckon with get, people might ignore chalitza as well, and after chalitza they'll say, well, just as a get doesn't work, chalitza doesn't either make a permanent disconnecting, you can do bia after chalitza, whether to her or to the other yivama. So the bottom line is, we treat get like chalitza. And now Yibum is no longer an option. Umay time Omer Rabban Ma'amar b'Yivama Mahani. Likewise, why do Rabban consider Ma'amar as an effective tool by Yivama? Mishum Bahani Ba'amar, because typically Ma'amar, which is another form of saying Kiddushin, that works by regular Isha, makes a connection, forms that bond. And therefore, if we'll ignore it by Yibum, people will say, well, same like the tine of the concern of the chalitza and the get. The amrus le'mahani. If we don't reckon with mamar by yevama, amri people might say, they might draw the following conclusion: mamar liknas, ubiya liknas. Mamar is a form of acquisition. It's a kinyan kiddushin. Ubiya liknas. Likewise, biya does the same by the yevama. Umad mamar le'mahani. Just as mamar doesn't have any effect on the yevama. Bia nami lemahanya, bia as well doesn't have an effect. Vasilim b'lachar bia. And if you do bia to Rachel, he'll follow and do bia with Leah the next yivama. He won't realize a big difference. Sure, mamar doesn't work by yivama. It's not meant to work, but bia does. So to avoid any erroneous conclusions, Chacham say, you know what? Let's treat get like chalitza and mamar like bia. Umay time om rabbonon. Another shayla. Why do Rabbanan consider the following halacha? Why do they say that bia psulo yesh achrei klum? That if you have a bia which was done in a less than ideal situation, Rashi says, for instance, the case where he had two yivamis. He started with mamar to Rachel, followed by bia to Leah. That is considered bia psula. You know why? Because he can't really be miyabim Leah at this point, once he connected with Rachel. What does the Mishnah say? What's the solution in this case? You need two gittin, one to Rachel for the mamar that you did with her, and one to Leah for the bia that you did with her, and then a chalitza to address the zika, which was not never really addressed properly, because remember the bia with Leah was a bia psula because it was it followed the mamar to Rachel, which doesn't allow anymore bia to Leah. Can't marry this two yivamis from the same household, right? Why is it that we consider that bia psula as a something which only has a partial effect? Bia psula yeshach rea klum. We still treat her as their zakuk liyivam. We don't say, look, just to get to the second isha to Leah who had the bia, and that's it. It's over. No. We still see zika here. We still have to do chalitza. We do not treat the bia and the get as something which addressed the zika. Why? Because it was a bia psula. Why not? Why can't it remove the zika? Why can't it fulfill the mitzvah of yibum, so to speak, and remove the zika? Answers the Gemara. Amri, the Bnei HaYeshiva explained as follows. Here as well, there's room for gezeira, room for confusion, which we're trying to avoid. Okay, let's go down the options. What does bia psula mean? It means that it followed something else. Something preceded that bia, right? Which disqualified the bia, and therefore the bia is not considered an effective bia, and the zika wasn't really addressed, right? Let's go down the various scenarios where this can happen. I bia achara get. If there was a get first, to Rachel, followed by bia to Leah. I bia achara geti. In this case, we can truly understand why Chacham say, you know what? This bia which followed the get should not be treated like a regular yibum. It can't. It can't remove the zika. You know why? Because otherwise, if we're going to treat this bia as something of value, something which is truly effective and can be considered a fulfillment of the zika of the mitzvahs of yibum, you know what can happen? Gzeira bia achar get. It can be confused with a bia which followed a get. Sorry, gzeira bia achar get mishum bia achar chalitza. We're concerned that treating bia which follows a get, as we just explained, as a proper bia, that can create confusion and can lead to bia being treated as such even after a chalitza was done to Rachel. That's truly problematic. Because once you do chalitza to Rachel, you may not do bia to Leah. Again, if we treat bia, which was done after a get to Rachel and bia to Leah, we treat that bia as something of value because, well, bia is absolute. That's the top of the line. That's the ideal mitzvah sibum, and that really is going to be mekayem mitzvah sibum. And people might think to themselves, look, wow, bia is so powerful. That's a true fulfillment of mitzvah sibum. That could follow anything. Even after chalitza, you can do bia. Even after having done chalitza to Rachel, you can do bia to Leah, because bia is just absolute. That's the final word. That supersedes and overrides anything done beforehand. And that's truly problematic, because once you do chalitza to Rachel, you may not do bia to Leah. It's an iser. Perhaps even an Erev Menat Torah. Okay, so that's understood, pretty clear. There's room for confusion there. V'i bia achar mamar hi. Another variation of v'i psula is bia following mamar. Right? Mamar to Rachel and bia to Leah. Right? What's the halacha? Mishnah says you can't treat the bia as something which really addresses the zika, because it's a bia psula. You have to do a get to Rachel for the mamar, or get to Leah for the bia, and do a chalitza to address the zika. Why? Why don't we just treat this bia as a proper yibum? Once again, it can arouse confusion. Gzeira bia achar mamar. We're concerned about this case. Mishum bia achar bia. If you treat bia after mamar as an absolute item of value, it might lead to doing the same after bia was done to Rachel, and then followed by bia with Leah. Say, well, bia achar bia is amazing. Bia has the power to override, to supersede, to set the final tone even after a previous bia. And of course, that's tremendously mistaken, erroneous, because you're doing Issa Isha Sach. Once you are Miyabim Rachel, you may not marry later. It's Issa Isha Sach. So on account of these reasons, which is pretty much one and the same reason, we treat a Bia Psula as puzzle. We don't give it the same value as a proper Bia, and we still reckon with the Chalitza as though it's here and unaffected by that Bia. We don't want to give Bia too much value, because then he might take it for a ride. One more halacha. Why the same when it comes to Chalitza Psula? My time, Amar Rabbanon, Hai Chalitza Psula, Ein Acharei Klum. Oh, here comes a kasha. The other way around, by Chalitza, we don't find this concern. We learn in the Mishnah that if he executes Chalitza, wherever it is, the beginning of the sequence, the middle, the end, meaning even if it's followed by a get or a mamar, even if it was preceded by a get or a mamar, in which case a chalitza is chalitza psula. Why is a chalitza psula, by the way? You may remember we had this a little while ago. Chalitza psula means that, you see, ideally chalitza is an alternative to yibum. Let's say a get was issued to Rachel, and then he did chalitza to Leah. That chalitza is psula because there's no option to do yibum at that point. It's not a yibum enabled situation. That's called chalitza psula. So why is it that when it comes to yibum, we just learned that bia psula yesh acharei klum? It's not the final word. It doesn't really address the zika. We don't treat it as a proper bia because of the reasons we just mentioned. In contrast to chalitza, even when it's puzzle, when it was preceded by something else which disqualifies the chalitza, because it disqualifies the yibum, it's not yibum enabled, the chalitza psula, ein acharei klum. That's it. It's the final word. You don't have to follow it anything. That chalitza sort of addresses the zika. What's the difference? Answer is very practical. Amri, the Bnei Yeshiva answers like this. My ligzer, in this case of chalitza, there is no room for gezer, no room for confusion. Why? Nigzer chalitza achar aget. What are you proposing? Chalitza that followed a get to Rachel, chalitza to Leah. Mishnah says that chalitza is the final word. Nothing can happen afterwards. What are you suggesting? No. Do not treat this chalitza as a proper chalitza. You know why? Mishum chalitza achar chalitza. Because then people might think, well, yeah, it's in place to do a chalitza even after chalitza. Look, chalitza after a get is a disconnector. Chalitza after the get is effective. Likewise, when you do chalitza to Rachel, you do chalitza to Leah. Because it makes sense to follow a disconnector with another disconnector. Okay, so big deal. Kol hani, kol ki hani, tachlitz v'tezel. Go ahead, do chalitza as many times as you want. What's the worst case scenario? You had chalitza done to Rachel. You'll decide, well, I have to do chalitza to Leah as well, because I'm tired. It's not an avera. Kol kihani tachlis v'tezel. Ligzer chalitza achar mamar. What about the other case? You started with a mamar to Rachel, and then you did chalitza to Leah. Mishnah tells you chalitza is the final word. No, maybe we should not treat it as such because of the following concern. It might create confusion. You might get the impression that chalitza is such a powerful tool, it works after anything. Just like you work after mamar, which is a connector, if it's followed by chalitza to the other wife, the other yivam, it works. Likewise, it can work even after yivam. People will not differentiate between mamar, which is a connector, and yivam, which is a connector. Mishum chalitza achar bia. It might lead to them applying chalitza after bia as well, which is certainly problematic. They'll say, look, if mamar to rachel followed by chalitza to leah works, bia to rachel followed by chalitza to leah will work as well. Sorry, Rashi actually says chalitza to that same yivam. Again, if you say chalitza after mama works, so it's going to lead to chalitza after bia, which means like this: you did bia to Rachel, you follow with chalitza to Rachel and send her off. Rashi says people will think a yivam knusa is yaitis b'chalitza b'loy get. That's of course very, very untrue. Once you marry the yivam, she's your wife, you have to divorce her with a get if you wish to do so, but you can't just apply chalitza. And people won't realize this. They'll say, wow, chalitza is such a powerful tool. It works even after anything. Even in a case of chalitza psula, even if it was preceded by other processes, such as mamar, it can work after bia as well. You can go apply chalitza to the yavama, who you miyavim. So why aren't we concerned with that confusion, that possible confusion? Answers the Gemara. Let's pay attention to the halacha of the Mishnah. We never said that in this case, which case? A case where you did mamar to Rachel, followed by chalitza to Leah, that chalitza is absolute and nothing more is needed. We never said that. Take a look at the Mishnah. Mamar to Rachel, chalitza to Leah. You need a get to address the mamar, right? We're just saying after the chalitza was done, nothing else could come along and interfere. It's the final word. But you still have to address the mamar that preceded the chalitza, right? It's a clear halacha in the Mishnah, right? It's mamar lezu, chalas lezu, harishen etzrich a get. Of course you need a get for the mamar. So that's the teretz to the kasha. Once you require a get to address that first mamar, then there's no room for concern. Atu chalitza achar mamar. Miloy boye get lemamaroi. In this case of chalitza, which was after the mamar, don't you know that you need a get to address the mamar that was done before the chalitza? Right? So, chalitza achar biya nami, boye get lebiyase. What are you concerned that it might lead to them doing a chalitza after biya? Right? That was your concern. If chalitza is so powerful that it could even be deemed effective after a mamar was already done, perhaps we'll do the same after bia, right? Okay, fine. What's the worst thing that can happen? What's the worst thing that can happen in that case? You're still going to do a get to the bia, because just like over here, in the case where it was mamar than chalitza, nobody said the chalitza is the only thing you need. Chalitza is the final word. Nothing else can follow. Nothing else can interfere anymore. Chalitza is done. Process has arrived. It has been concluded, right? But it's not to say that you still have to address the mamar with a get. So worst case scenario, if you do yibum and then you follow with chalitza, nobody's going to say chalitza on its own can remove the bond created by the yibum. They'll still go ahead and apply a get. Chalitza achar biya nami. Even in the case where he did biya to the isha and then followed the chalitza, nobody's going to suffice with that. Boya get lo biyase. They'll still do a get to the biya, just like over here we require a get for the mamar, which preceded the chalitza. And guess what? Once you do that, you're safe. Chalitza was unnecessary, but the yibam was addressed with a get. That's fine. So there's no room for confusion. So the bottom line is, based on this whole back and forth, a biya psula is not really considered the end of the road, whereas a chalitza psula is. So in conclusion, there are four possible processes applied to a yavama. In our Torah we have the bi'ila, we have the chalitza. The Rabbanan treated mamar similar to bia because both are connectors, and get similar to chalitza because both are disconnectors. We have two parts to the Mishnah. We have one Yavam dealing with one Yavama, or we have a case where there are two individuals, whether it's two Yavamis or two Yavamin. We have four possible categories with many variations. We have category one, where he starts with a mamar, follows with other things. Category number two, started with a get, followed by others. Then we have three and four, where there was a bi'ila and chalitza as number one. In that case, there's no discussion. Of course, the bi'ila as the final word, and chalitza as well. But if he started with a mamar, and followed with another mamar, so in this case, well, if it's one yavam to one yavama, that certainly doesn't make sense, because you can't do the same process twice at the same isha. Right? If it's mamar, then get, you need chalitza. because the get removed the imamer. But chalitza is still needed for the zikas yibum, which was never addressed. Mamer and then chalitza. Chalitza is great, but you still need a get to address the mamer connection. Mamer and baal, it's over. And the bila is a full mitzvahs, kiyum of mitzvahs yibum. What about, there are two individuals here. One brother addressing two yevamas. Or likewise, if it's two brothers addressing one yevam, let's just focus on the first case. One yevam with two yevamas. You have Rachel and Leah. So Shimon, the single brother here, does mamar to Rachel, followed by mamar to Leah. This, of course, is in line with Shitas Chachamim, right? In the first part of the Mishnah, the Chachamim, that one can actually duplicate the same thing with two women. Rambam Gamliel disagrees. He says you can't duplicate the same thing. But Akapanu Kuntu Rabbanon, that's the line of the Mishnah, we're following Shitas Chachamim. So in this case, he does mamar to Rachel, mamar to Leah. Rachel needs a get, and Leah needs a get to address their mamar, to remove the mamar effect, and then there's a chalitza needed to address the zikas yibam. Mama to Rachel and get to Leah. So there needs to be a get to remove the mama from Rachel, and then a chalitza to address the zikah sibam. Mama to Rachel, followed by chalitza to Leah. We still need one more get to address the mama, to remove that effect from Rachel. Mama to Rachel, and baalas Leah. This be'ila is in effect a chalitza psula, because it was followed by a mamar to Rachel, which makes that connection already, and you can't, connect the two yevamis. In that case, they need two gitan, one for Rachel's mamar, one for Leah's be'ila, and then a chalitza to address the zik. Okay, so we covered the first category with all its various variations. What if we started with a get? Let's go back to one yavam with a single yavam. Get followed by a get, that's obviously impossible with the same person. Get followed by a mamar, so you need a get to address the mamar, and chalitza to address the zika. Get followed by chalitza, show's over. Get followed by bi'ila, that bi'ila is now bi'ila psula, because it was preceded by a get. You need a get to address that bi'ila, and chalitza to address the zika. Let's move on to two yevamis. He does a get to Rachel, and a get to Leah. Once again, Shita Chachamim is that even if you duplicate, each one has an effect and an impact, and you're also to marry the relatives of either one. But Chalitza still needed to address the Zikas Yibam. Get to Rachel with Mamar to Leah. You need a get to address the Mamar, and Chalitza to address the Zika. Get to Rachel, Chalitza to Leah. Chalitza is the final word. Get to Rachel, and you are boyless Leah. You need a get to address the boil. It's a bila psula because it was followed by a get. And then you still need a chalitza to address the zikas yibam. Why? Why is it that we consider mamar an effective process and get something which has an effect? Whereas min haTorah, only yibam and chalitza are treated as such. They were explained because mamar is reminiscent of bia and get reminiscent to chalitza. We have one more halacha in the Mishnah regarding the power of chalitza and yibam. According to Tanna Kamma, whenever chalitza is done at whichever slot in the sequence, it's the final word. Whereas when it comes to be'ila, if it's a be'ila k'shera, fine, but otherwise, it's not considered the final word. Whereas Rabbi Chemi says, be'ila and chalitza are all considered the final word, irrespective of their placement in the sequence of events. All the best to you and much, much haslacha.